I'm just going to forget about it. I'm not thinking about recording.
You're thinking about it.
I am thinking about it.
No.
Here in my car, I play no bills. I don't have a car.
You attempt to remember your last adventure. You recall traveling to the north. You do not remember why, only that you, Casey, would not be accepted to the Royal School of Magic. Oh, fuck. I fucked that up.
Holy shit!
Yeah, you know if you went to the north, you would, so you don't remember why, but you go to the north, and you only know that that is how you gained entrance to the Royal School of Magic.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
Went on a crazy drug bender, and I got accepted to a school of my dreams.
Do we remember meeting people there?
I'll get to that. You, Galador, remember being recruited in the north due to your bravery in the mission and stopping something catastrophic. You remember faint symbols of your homeland, the islands of Ceruja. These memories, however, are filtered totally through a veil of red mist.
My fucking character's just like, you guys will never believe this drunk story. Fucking plastered. Couldn't remember shit.
For like a week.
Next day, in the school that I wanted to be in, you know how it is. Just that badass.
And then.
Throughout this red filter, you remember that there's something desperately important that you need to tell somebody, anybody. People need to know what it is that you saw up there, but you can't remember what it was. You do remember the King's Court Wizard, CR, and the Captain of the Guard, Sulon. You do know that whatever it was that you set out to do in the north, you succeeded, and whatever magic was there has been blocked from you.
Well.
I did it.
Yeah, you guys did it.
All by myself.
You had an adventure. You know you did something good. Don't really remember
receiving any help.
Do we not remember each other? Do we not remember other people we met?
Yeah, pretty sure I did that all by myself. Pretty badass.
So it's been about a year since then. It's kind of been this like hazy memory in the back of your head that it's just like, I know I did something up there, and it's had consequences that I can tangibly see, but anytime I ask somebody about it, it just doesn't really come back, and nobody else really recalls me doing anything. According to other people, you were accepted into the Royal School purely on your own merit. Submitted an application.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
According to other people. However, you know that it was because of something that you did.
My own merit.
Couldn't that also be said?
Yeah.
Well, it's more like you've sent applications to the Royal School of Magic before, but they've all come back saying, sorry, you're not experienced enough.
I don't remember.
However,
I don't think that's right.
That must be the part I'm not remembering.
That's gotta be wrong, because, you know, I'm pretty much the best.
then you're plagued with dreams about this. Vague phantom experiences of running through a town in the north and something deadly stalking you.
Yeah, drunk fever dreams. I remember those.
Mm-hmm.
College days.
A festival. A horseman named Gaston.
Bugs.
Some bugs.
So many bugs.
So many bugs.
So many large bugs.
Giant bug.
Somebody
died.
How frequently would you say you flip to your spell book?
Probably all the time. I'm fucking nerd.
How far in do you go? Do you know, did you just go to the most recent entry, or?
I mean, if I was being plagued by, like, dreams that I couldn't remember, I'd probably flip through the whole thing.
Okay, so in the back, you do find a brand new spell, hastily scrawled. Part of it is smudged, however.
Damn it, what the fuck? Fuck you, God. Smudging my shit.
However, you don't remember the spell. You've attempted it a few times, but each time it's...
Have I really, though?
Yeah, well... I mean, have you?
I don't know.
I guess that's not a thing I should make for you. Have you attempted the spell? This hastily scrawled spell in what is clearly your handwriting that you don't remember?
Pretty sure. I mean, wouldn't I be dead?
Did you try it?
Not if I'd be dead.
You would be dead. Not a character! Would this kill my character?
And would my skeleton be separated from my body, perhaps? Because yeah. I don't want that.
Out of character, I know you know what the spell does, but...
I mean, yeah, I probably would have attempted it, but if there's something smudged...
You attempt to cast the spell. However, once you set up...
Oh, I wouldn't just attempt to cast it. I'd do research on it first.
Okay.
If I couldn't find anything, which I wouldn't, then I would probably try to attempt.
You don't find anything.
Yeah, I would probably attempt it.
But you flip through some of the oldest spell books available to you in the public libraries where spells are kept.
Hey, who smudged my book?
It's just like you were writing this down in. I don't know. I guess you would do it as an ink, wouldn't you?
Is it really smudged, or is it that his perception of the word is smudged, and that when he tries to read it, it's like
I wouldn't be smudging things.
No, it's actually smudged.
Oh, right.
So you
that just so you know, that real, like, the fact that it's smudged, like, bothers the shit out of me, because every other spell in my spellbook is written like perfectly.
Yeah.
So this thing just pisses me off.
Which is it's like, it's clearly in your handwriting, but it's like you were trying to write. So in this world, you know, magic is based off the history of how the magic comes to be.
I blame someone else.
The components of which these things were found, like it's like a Dark Souls miracle. You don't really like cast the miracle. You tell the story of the miracle in your head, and as you recite it more and more, you can just kind of cast it.
Okay.
But this particular story of this spell doesn't really... Like, this is why you need the spell book, is because it's where you keep the stories of the spell. What do you roll for? What did you just roll for?
I don't know, but I got 13. What do I win?
No, what did you roll for?
I just rolled.
Okay.
You want me to roll for insight or something?
Yeah, roll for insight.
Okay, I got 13.
Do you have any bonuses? Just keeping that roll?
Yeah, plus 6, so 19.
Oh, shit, seriously?
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
Plus 6.
Yeah. All right.
Bitch.
So you can tell that from this, you have like a flash of that kind of like aha moment where something finally clicks in your head. And it's just like, ah, I wrote this down in my dreams. So like...
Dream spell?
So those reoccurring dreams... You wrote this spell down,
so
you can like see yourself crouched over a stone floor.
So that
your hand shaking. You can tell you're hurt, and you're scribbling it down over a red robed body.
Okay.
Yeah. You're copying it over from somebody else's spell book.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's what you see. So in that year, you continue to attend school as normal. This is, how old is Casey? Yeah, I have to give me, like, an exact number, just, like, a rough, you know, like...
Like, probably late teenager.
Late teenager?
Somewhere around there. Right. Get a little older.
So this is, like, getting accepted to, yeah, like a college.
Nice.
You know, you're getting your bachelor's in magic.
I have a PhD in magic, bitch.
Yeah, but, like, what kind of magic? You can't just say you're a doctor.
Yeah, this would be a good thing to say here. Yeah.
Oh.
What kind of magic do you do?
Like, what school of magic?
Like, if we had to guess, like, what school of magic? Would it be one of those schools of magic that this
coolest magic
that this world kind of looks down on? The one about, like, bringing people back to life? Yeah, like, the
cool magic.
The one where you fiddle with the attempt to play God?
If people ask me, I'm like, I'm into the cool magic. Yeah,
the cool stuff.
But what actual magic do you do?
Check out my cool skull mask.
And the whole time my head's just going like this, like the cool stuff.
Like tilted super far back. You're smoking a cigarette, got some sunglasses
Fucking goblin.
Only the cool magic.
Great. So you've continued to live in your apartment.
Color black.
What?
Characters are Casey's, oh man, I can't say that.
No, you can't say that. Yeah, Casey's a necromancer.
Yeah. Casey's a necromancer. Whoa, hey, come
on. Why'd you say
goblin?
I'm the one editing this.
Psych!
Yeah, you can't say that word either.
Goblin?
No. Goblin! You don't want to offend the goblins out there.
Oh, Daddy Cat, be people watching who are...
Oh, I'm so sorry if you're a goblin. I'm also very sorry if you classify yourself as a goblin. I don't know what happened in your early life.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You're the honking goblin cat.
No.
You just want to go inside the dryer.
I guess you've
cut all that out, Ezra.
I'll censor the words, but I like everything else.
I'll censor the words.
We have a very distinct way of
just all assholes.
Yeah,
mostly me.
We're all assholes to each other, and we're all together, so we're all being assholes to each other.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes.
I just don't have a filter because I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Born a piece of shit and I'll die a piece of shit.
All right, so the entire school that you have been attending, you're thriving nicely. Sorry, your fucking emoji played.
But for reference on that, we give.
Yeah, Connor.
We gave Gladiator.
Glabbler.
Glabby. We gave him some
Simon.
Crying emoji.
Simon.
Sheldon. That's his new name. Sheldon. Yeah, Sheldon. So crying emoji plates. They're great.
They're great.
Or crying laughing emoji.
It's because for whatever reason they've decided I can no longer have real plates when I'm over.
Because I don't want to clean your plates.
Yeah, I've done the dishes every day for like 3 weeks. I'm over it.
If you can't tell by our sink.
Yeah.
I can't.
I want to cook so you can do some fucking dishes.
What do you mean? I just cooked lunch.
I know, and now I have to do dishes. So I want to cook so you have to do dishes.
Okay, I'll do the dishes. I don't give a
shit. I'm stuck here all day with them.
It's not like you're being forced to. You just clean them. Yeah. You just get it done.
Yeah.
Not leave fucking pile of cheese in there.
So in that year,
we're really off track. Sorry,
yeah, we're so off track.
In the year since that incident, you've thrived at CR's Mage Academy. CR being the right hand to the king.
He named it after
the, or the Empire. Well, yeah, you know, CR's Fireball.
CR's Mage Hand.
CR's
Mage. This is just this normal spell for shut up.
No,
kick him out of class.
You did notice. Well, you do notice that when CR goes to do demonstrations of his magic, it seems to be like particularly powerful. Like, usually, if I were to put this in a meta term, he seems to always be casting his spells at a higher level than they're initially starting out.
What a show off.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
show us your real power level, you coward.
Yeah.
Show me the level 1 spell.
He casts, like, prestidigitation, but it really comes out as, like, minor illusion. This is CR's.
I just can't help it. I'm just so great naturally. I wish this would stop.
Sorry, I'm just so good at magic.
My character's upset by this, but also is 100% something my character would do.
A little salty if someone beat you today.
Salty someone's better than me. Yeah.
You just gotta make a better school name, Casey's Magic Academy.
I will!
So Sierra's Magic Academy is located in the castle district of the Empire's capital city, Alos. This is also home to the Church of Alos, Alos being the sun god. So...
Separate church and state.
So... So the sun god is named Alos. The city, the capital city, is named Alos. And the Empire is called Alos. Just kind of going from there. That's how. That's
my
how
name is now Alos.
Is the emperor's name also Alos?
No. Stephen.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. The emperor's name is Stephen now.
All right.
Stephen the deer.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't actually have a name for him yet. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Perfect.
Stephen.
Stephen.
Oh, royal king.
Yeah.
Steve.
Your highness. Lord Stephen.
May I introduce you to our lord, Stevie.
The divine god king. Stephen.
Stephen. Hey,
Steve! Hey, Steve, I saw you in high school, you little bitch! Do not insult our grand lord, Steve!
Okay, plot. Going back to the plot.
plot as much as you want.
The school is attached to a side tower to the main castle wall. Here, aspiring mages attend their classes and hone their craft. It is also the location of the Royal Library.
It's your goblin.
Which is the largest collection of magic that is publicly available to people. Although, typically, it's pretty hard to get into since you need to either be a student of magic or have, like, a letter of recommendation from somebody who is well-respected in the kind of magic circles. So it's like, no, like... You know, Johnny No Name can walk into the Royal Library and look something.
No, Steven can just walk.
It's not very public from a public library.
Well, it's like a private library, but it's.
You didn't say it was public library.
I mean, I did say it was a public library, but I mean, in the
it's
sense,
it's a public student library.
Yeah,
it's,
you know what I mean. Like you can't just like go to like a.
Yeah, you can't just go to the college campus and go into their library. I mean,
yeah, yeah you're,
I mean, you can. You can, but like
horrible example. Never mind.
Well, but typically security will be like
editor. Take that part out.
No.
Take the part out that I look stupid on.
Well, it's like...
Replace it with something cool. Replace it with an Elvis line.
Nope.
It's just like, you know... I hit record, right? Yeah, okay, I hit record.
The whole time!
The whole time.
Just wasted, oh shit.
Alright, so this is the third time we've tried to record this.
This is actually the third time we've tried to record this.
Is it actually? I thought it was the second.
No, that is the second, yeah. I was trying to remember if we set up tried to attempt a recording the first time.
No.
Yeah.
If you haven't clued in yet, we've already done like a campaign already where I actually set everything up and just didn't record it. And then I decided I don't want to record it, and now we're here. I've already lost where I was on my page.
Put in the comments below why you're here.
Give a like, comment, and subscribe.
Don't forget to smash that like button.
Subscribe.
Don't forget to click that link to Patreon. And
wow, Jesus, the spike in the audio.
Of my scream.
Fuck.
Good. Editor, take that scream down a little bit.
Oh, hell no! Where was I?
You just were talking about
the
library.
Okay, right, yeah. Those that are invited to be CR's exclusive mage hunters reap the benefits of being allowed to CR's private library, which is separate from the Royal Library. And this is where, like, one-of-a-kind spellbooks, one-of-a-kind rare spells, things that are really, really old that kind of hasn't been able to be recreated, that's where these are kept.
Have I been allowed in there yet?
No. This is like a Friends of CR come in here. You know, people with their magic PhDs are allowed in here.
I got a magic PhD.
People who are writing their magic dissertations.
I cast Small Your Dick.
Skedaddle, skedoodle.
Your dick is now a noodle. We can't date ourselves with memes. We can't say memes, otherwise we'll get dated. It's a bad plan.
That is a bad plan, yeah.
It's a bad plan.
That does not do it.
You've really did. That's already a dead meme. Yeah. And so is skedaddle, skedoodle.
But can you do this?
It's never gonna die. That's a good idea. You see his latest one? Someone's just like, actually, looks
yeah,
at the
yeah,
chair
yeah.
And he's like, nah. But does it have the lumbar? We can't talk about this stuff.
The leather? Yeah.
The Italian leather?
The best mage hunters are, you know, the top students. Don't just get access to this library, but also get the prestige of being leveled up to royal stewardship as priestess hunters for the Church of Alos, and you basically become like a cleric or a priest for them, and just get access to all that wicked good magic.
Cleric or a priest? Or is the only two options?
Well, it's like one of those things where it's like the church has basically been like, you are very good at this.
I mean, technically I heal people.
Technically.
Just technically. Really late.
Yeah.
The late doctor.
So it's basically the church being like, it's almost like being knighted, basically.
But for magic.
But for
he
magic.
He dies, I'm stealing his bones, by the way.
Okay. If you die in a boss fight, you're dead, remember.
Don't worry, if you die, your character will live on just as my eternal slave.
Wow. It's not a bit dark.
Just don't die! It's that easy.
occasionally, Priestess Hunters also get missions from the Emperor himself. So these people answer pretty much directly to the Emperor and to the head of the church, the head priestess. So it's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Being a top student is a big deal. Being like recognized by the Emperor is a big deal here. It's basically like you are among Stephen basically comes down on
congratulations, from his students, throne. You have been recognized by our God, Stephen.
And then in the spring when he in the spring when he sheds his antlers, he gives you one.
You get some velvet.
You get some velvet. Get some royal velvet.
Our royal Stephen velvet.
He just like hands it to you and you just like hold it and you're like, ah.
You're like, great, I'm gonna rename this to something else.
Go on, eat it.
I'm waiting.
It's just someone fucking with you.
Well, like, I'm very honored. Are you going to take a bite or not? I'm going to what?
Come on now. He, like, peels a layer off of his own antlers and just chomps on it.
Jesus.
Yes, like that!
Jesus. He's like Goldmember from Austin Powers. He has a little bit of skin up.
That's a good one. Save it for later.
Fuck.
Somebody actually doesn't. They're like, oh shit, I get it! Fucking idiot!
The whole fucking priestess hunters are like, oh shit, what the fuck?
should we tell him as a joke? No, we're still eating it. What the fuck?
This is a rated R podcast.
We're doing great so far.
Doing great. So, I'm still on this one paragraph. Rumor has it that the Emperor's son himself is...
Is his name Stevie?
Betrothed to the... I'm not getting off topic. Is betrothed to one of the priestess hunters who is the daughter of one of the Northern Kingdom's kings.
Don't laugh at the name Stephen. It's a royal name that's been passed down for generations.
One day I'll get through the intro synopsis.
It's your fault for naming the king Stephen.
Meanwhile,
what am I doing? Did any of what I just said even sink
in? His son's married.
His son is betrothed. His son is
betrothed to the daughter of the king of the north.
Yeah. Who is a priestess hunter?
That's the one.
So she was a top student in Sierra's Mage Academy and was welcomed into the church as a priestess. And now she is she's like a royal guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to hint at something?
I don't know. I think I get it.
Did
you get my foreshadowing?
Was it
clear?
I didn't want to say anything because I didn't think he got it.
Was it clear?
I think I get it.
Did you get it? Okay.
Did you get it?
Do you get it? Do you understand what I was talking about last time we tried doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
You can call people a slave again?
You can call her a slave again?
Whoa.
You can call her a slave again for doing her duty?
You fucking...
That's not why I did that. No, I won't.
So you're going to insult Stephen again?
Okay.
Oh my Stephen.
I'm just a foreign bird from a foreign land who doesn't understand.
Who calls people slaves when you first
Galador is a scarlet macaw.
That's
rogue.
Like Galador? Cute. Thought it was Gladys.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Could be worse, could be named Stephen.
Fuck me, I keep losing where I am on this one paragraph. I've spent 20 minutes now trying to get to.
Nice. We're doing good. I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
Yeah, no, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Every like 20 minutes, we need to just stop and be silent and just ask the microphone if it's
okay. Hey, you having fun? Hey.
Hey, why are you here?
Hey, are you having fun?
What? Are you having fun?
We're having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. Just get like super serious. Like every 20 minutes, just like, hey, you. Yeah, you.
Remember, constantly be
listening right now.
Re-ask the microphone for consent to talk to it every 20 seconds.
Are you listening right now? Are you having a good time? Are you enjoying the content?
We're enjoying
the content. Have we made the content enjoyable for you?
Alright, I'm gonna move on now.
I was waiting for you to start.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have anything else.
So you've been learning some things about how spells are crafted. You know, it's like I said before, it's a story that you tell, and that's how you cast the spell.
What's the story of Fireball?
Story of Fireball?
Do you have something planned for this?
I'll tell you the story of Fireball.
You got something planned for real?
Eventually.
Oh, okay.
You'll learn the story. I've got stories. You'll learn the stories.
I mean, I know Fireball.
Yeah. And now,
should I read the story?
I'll tell you.
I have it right here.
And I'll tell you the story of Fireball.
I can tell you. I have it right here. I can tell you the story.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Fireball is a
spell. I have it written down.
You do? Yeah. Tell me a Fireball story.
It says use / regain hit die.
No.
That's not.
I can make up a story if you really want me to.
I'm gonna. Well, sure. Yeah, go for it.
You gotta cut this part out though, so it seems cool.
Okay.
Editor, take that.
Okay. Go.
I'm not right.
Okay.
Just keep going with you. Let's finish this paragraph.
Jesus Christ.
Where were you?
I don't remember where I was.
You were talking about how I was learning how to spell.
So yeah, you've been learning it and the history of magic itself, but this isn't really anything that you haven't known already from your own personal studies leading up to your acceptance to this.
Okay.
Roll to see how well you're doing. Is that a crit fail?
Maybe.
Is that a crit fail?
This is not fair. I did so well on the other one.
Did you fail?
No.
Are you failing your classes at this academy?
No.
Maybe it's a little too much for you to chew on.
No, I got an 18.
Maybe your acceptance to the school. I'm just gonna turn this light on real quick for mood.
But I got an 18.
No, I think you got a 1.
I rolled like a 19 last time. You can't do this to me. I demand a reroll.
He did roll really high the first time.
Yeah, I rolled like a
this 20. Isn't the first time.
Okay.
Alright, fine. Fuck you then. Never mind. Cut out what I was going to say here.
Nerf my character.
See, I was impressed at how quickly you take to magic.
you can do the bad stuff if you want.
It's too late. You made us think about it, so now I'm giving you the good stuff.
Okay, I'll take the good stuff. I'm not even playing about it. I'm a bitch about it. I don't care. Editor, cut that.
Sierra is super disappointed that this student that he has welcomed into his academy just doesn't seem to be thriving or interested. And seems to be doing your own studies off on your own instead of doing the homework that he has assigned.
Doesn't sound like my character at all.
You throw yourself into your studies every night, but just can't really seem to get into it because it's stuff you've already learned. So you just kind of don't do it. And the teachers at the academy are a little like, okay, well, this was a prestigious thing, and maybe it's time to reevaluate how your position here at this academy.
Great. I can't believe you've done this to me.
Shit.
Yeah.
The worst part about this is I did really well and Connor failed, so now it's going to be the opposite.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Connor's thing has been changed.
Oh, okay.
See, so...
Fuck this.
So...
The goblin didn't do a homework.
Yeah, so
homework. I'm gonna cast Fireball now.
So here's what I'm gonna do. Do you want to roll to see if because you're failing here and the teachers have now come to you and it's like, hey, you're failing. Are you gonna
want to roll to see if I do better?
Yeah, roll to see if you try harder.
I just rolled an 18 though, but now I'm gonna roll bad.
I'll let you use that 18.
I'll re-roll it.
Okay.
Unless it's worse, then I'll take the 18.
No. Okay. Here's the deal. You can either roll it to see if you kick yourself in the pants and try and saddle up into your studies, or do you want to just go straight talk to the CR?
I'll roll.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get a better result than a natural 1.
Okay.
I'd say there's a pretty good chance that I can roll better than a 1 this time.
I would say so.
Nope.
It's a 3! So you
try that 18 now?
So you try to kick yourself in the pants and, muster up, but just going over these, like, this is basic stuff. You feel like this is stuff you learned in, like, elementary school. Like this school is softballing you so bad. Because they just don't, like you haven't had any prior magic tutoring. You're totally self-taught. So they're just like, no, Casey probably needs to relearn the basics, so we'll just go back and relearn the basics. And it's the most boring shit on the planet.
should take me 18.
Do you want to roll again, or do you want to go talk?
I'll roll again!
Okay.
It's 9.
CR finally comes in one day.
Do I get any bonuses?
So CR finally comes in one day. Like you're in class, and you're, like, staring out the window, kind of tuned out. And CR, like, steps in front of the class and, like, looks at you. Like the class is, like, kind of chattering a little bit. But, like, the second he steps in, dead silent.
This sucks.
And he looks at you and curls his finger towards
you. Can I go
you.
Back to take that 18?
Oh, sorry, you already asked to roll again instead of going straight to CR. So now CR has come to you.
All right, I'm gone.
CR curls his finger and leads you to his study.
Okay.
Getting taken to the principal's office. All right. Pause real quick.
Grew grind my gear.
Gringy my gingies.
Don't forget to hit record again.
I'm not getting a reward this time.
Yeah, I hit record again.
At least now you won't have to have that other mask that you have to go...
At least that was a fun gimmick.
So he invites you, kind of escorting you through the castle. Like, you guys basically leave the school, go into the main courtyard, and, like, go into the castle. Like, the king's residence castle.
Shit.
Yeah. You go into, like, the main hallway and, like, take an immediate right turn. There's, you know, it's the castle, so there's, like, guards everywhere, and it's immaculately decorated, and there's gold filigree on everything. And, he takes you up to the one of the towers, one of the tall towers of on the corners of this castle.
Okay.
And that is his, like, his where he lives, in one of these towers.
He's gonna kill me. Die.
And as do you say anything to him while you guys are walking?
Should I?
Fine, yeah, that's a character decision.
Is it high? If it's high, say something.
It's a 15. Why won't you look at it?
Because I knew it was going to be high. I haven't thought of anything to say.
Okay.
Just like,
I think that might be the determining factor.
How's it going?
He's silent.
So.
He's silent. CR is a tufted deer. He's got, like, his, you know, tufted deer have, like, fangs that move forward and back. He's got his fangs, like, forward. He's, like, grumpy.
Got his ears pulled back.
Yeah. He's got his fangs forward, his ears back.
You heard of that movie?
Hey, and all that shit posting. Did we mention this is a furry D&D campaign? Yeah.
If you're listening to this from my furry Patreon, /furry page.
You should probably know by now.
You should probably know by now.
If not, why are you here?
Yeah, Galador. Galador's a scarlet macaw. Casey's
a goblin.
Yeah, I'm a goblin.
What's a sphinx cat?
I'm a goblin.
A sphinx cat. Thank you.
No, I'm a goblin.
Basically, it's the same thing.
It's a goblin.
Committed to being a horrible goblin.
Do you wear
I rolled to see if I would say something, and I rolled that I would, but I don't have any more. Yeah, roleplay left to say.
That's fine.
Should we maybe describe our characters as they're introduced?
Yeah, that's real quick.
It occurs to me that as an audience member, I would have no idea what the fuck
that's
you
right,
look
like. We did
like.
That last time.
Yeah. Good.
I forgot what I said last time.
Is there a school uniform and do you wear it?
No, we don't.
No.
We're like all gold and black.
This is more like a college, you know? It's not like a private school. You know?
Mostly like fully covered. We're just never showing any skin. Right. We're a mask. It's a cat skull mask. It's black and gold.
Metal as
fuck.
Got
a stupid edgy outfit. And I suck at school. Like in real life.
Oh no!
Well in school. Fuck you guys.
This is like a college, you know. So it's like wear whatever you want. Show up to the lectures. You know.
What does CR look like?
CR is a tufted deer, all gray. He wears like a layered. He wears layered robes. He wears, like, clearly a full, like a folded, tucked tunic with another robe on top of that, with long sleeves and, like, a sash.
Are we talking, like, kind of more fantasy style Jedi robe looking?
Kind of like a Jedi robe.
Jedi robe with then the big cloak on top of that, the hood and the...
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like Ben Kenobi, you know.
Mm.
It's like that, but more like dark gray.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll say dark gray with a
more sleek.
Yeah, like silk. It's like a silk Ben Kenobi robe.
If Ben Kenobi wasn't a poor desert peasant.
And he's got shoulder pads. Like
paldrons?
Not like paldrons, like decorative shoulder pads.
So high is -5 to strength.
Yeah, and his
high is -.
I see.
And like his undermost robe has a... I'll be posting art with this too, probably. As like a collar on it.
Okay.
And then, so he's got a sash to hold it all together. And then on that sash is a belt, and on that belt is connected his big tome, his spell book.
The tome.
Yeah.
TM.
This is like a really nicely, like the cover of the tome is like a really nice leather, but it seems like pages are just like stuffed into it. You know, like some of them are a little folded, some of them are coming out of a weird corner.
Yeah.
He's got like five bookmarks on it.
I want that book.
Yeah. The leather is probably really worn at the corners, but it's like, you can tell, this is like a moleskin notebook, you know?
It's a well-used book, but you can tell it's well taken care of.
Right. It's definitely been dog-eared a bunch. It's like a moleskin notebook, but like you carry it around like a paperback.
Ah.
You know, it's like a paperback from like 1980.
Okay.
What was the mole's name?
Jerry. Okay, so he invites you to his private study at the top of one of the main towers of this castle. So, Casey, I've noticed that you've not really been taking to your studies like I hoped you would.
Well, it's all stuff I already know.
Still, it's important that we make sure the foundation is there before you really get into it.
I've been going over the basics for years, though.
But we need to make sure that you've gone over the basics.
Okay. Can I roll to impress him with my basic knowledge?
Sure, if you want to try and do like a flourish to show your power level.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to fail.
Well, let's see.
Can I get bonuses for something?
Roll performance for me.
No.
I thought you said you had good charisma.
I have +2 to charisma.
That's pretty good.
But I was hoping more for, like, you know...
Intelligence?
Yeah, any of my best ones.
All right, roll...
Can I do Arcana?
Yeah, roll Arcana. Roll Arcana and like... well, how about this? You roll Arcana, and this will be you, like, dictating, like, word for word... a principle of magic.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's a 9. Can I...
Okay, so you
even with your additives?
Take advantage. This is funny. This is very funny to me. Take advantage.
This is the... Well, I want to remember that was the first time, like, ever in D&D that I've actually...
Do it again.
Okay, so that's better. That's a 15.
Okay. Which is what I was looking for. So
thank God. just come shoot me.
Don't worry, you'll feel much better when it's my turn and I roll.
No, I'm gonna feel worse because I know for a fact now that I've done more. That is the rule. If I'm doing well, you do poorly. If I'm doing poorly, you have to do well. It's fucking law.
In inverse correlation.
It's not fair. Do worse.
I'll try.
So you like start saying this and like kind of flub it a little bit, but then you start back from the top and you dictate like the beginning to a spell, like a higher level spell.
Nice. I'll take it. Thanks for babysitting me a little.
Yeah. CR noting that, okay, impressive. You clearly know magic.
Yeah.
However, I can't just let you skip over not doing the things that you're assigned. I will sit here and tutor you, and that'll count as a course credit.
Okay.
And we'll just say it was good.
Saying it was good.
So you guys spent a couple hours studying. He pulls some books, like a lot of them are like kind of intermediate books, just like Magic 201, you know.
That's what you're gonna go with?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
But more like more complex stuff, more things on like alchemy and
okay.
And is there a spell in particular that you started reading off of that you recited to him? Any spell in particular?
What's the fireball?
Definitely wasn't one of the ones that I'm probably best at. What's one of my best spells? How about Counterspell?
Okay.
I got that.
See?
My highest level spells that aren't Necromancy are Fireball and Counterspell.
Okay.
Everything else is Necromancy.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Necromancy spells, man.
So,
Are you coming up with a story for
Counterspell? Yeah.
There once was a man.
So... He's trying to give you, like, basic magic stuff. You know, like, okay. Magic Missile and What are some level 1 spells?
Magic Missile,
Ray of Sickness. Oh, shoot, hold on.
If you told him Ray of Sickness, that'd be super interesting and would really fit in well with the rest of what I've got planned.
Okay, I can do that. I'll tell you all the level 1 spells I have, though, just so you know. Yeah, Ray of Sickness, False Life, Disguise Self, and Detect Magic.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
I'll do Ray of Sickness though, because that's one of my favorite spells.
So let's say as you guys are going through your tutoring session, he's like, tell me about a level 1 spell, and like, because Ray of Sickness is like your go to level 1 spell, you like start telling it, and then he's like, well actually,
Disguise Self.
And so he kind of gives you a face like a little an arched eyebrow kind of. Oh, that's interesting. That's a pretty rare spell. I don't know many wizards who poke their nose into that subject matter. and he stands up and goes over to a pot and a kettle. In part of his room, and he begins to heat some water. Make some tea.
Nervous goblin sweating.
I meant Disguise Self.
You know, some people at this institution would
detect magic.
Really?
What?
No, I know everything in here is fucking magic. Should I?
Detect magic. You're blind.
Yeah, let's use detect magic in the wizard's fortress.
So he begins heating up a cup of water and sets it down next to you and kind of like stands behind you. It's like, you know, a lot of people at this institution would really look down on those kinds of studies.
I pretend to drink the water.
Uh-huh.
Trust it.
And you hear him take a sip behind you.
I'm like,
glug, glug, glug. Oh, it's real good. It's real good.
Water sounds.
And you hear his boots clacking against the hardwood floors of
like
this
just
room.
Just against my mask.
and a step stool on the other side of the room skirts over to his feet.
Okay.
And he kind of like real quick snaps over. And he stands up on it and reaches to the top shelf of one of his bookshelves and pulls it down.
Okay, I'm a little less, like, anxious now, but I for that, like, whole period, I had Counterspell ready.
Uh-huh. And he pulls out a book and walks back and sits down back at the table with you. And says, but not me. No, I appreciate your pursuit of knowledge. I too, am a tad interested in some of the more... Steven. Forbidden things, you know. God forbid, don't, you know, of course, don't tell anybody from the Priestess Guard or
I don't think that would go over well for me.
No, it wouldn't go over well for me either, so I'm kind of trusting you here a little bit. I'm letting you in the hopes that okay. Maybe you'll pick up your studies a little more if you know that I too have an interest in
okay.
will gladly tutor you some more if you want, but it has to be a total secret. We can't... And he puts a book down in front of you, and it's, like, Necromancy 101.
Ooh, okay.
He's just like, so... Well, how about this for characterization? He puts down a book that is Conjuration 101, and he peels the cover off, and it's Necromancy 101.
All right, I'm already, like, flipping through it, then.
Okay. It's mostly stuff you've already known. It's like a good chunk of it is dedicated to Ray of Sickness.
Really?
Yeah.
Short spell. Damn. All right.
So let's go ahead and say that because CR has taken an interest now.
Okay.
In your academic studies.
Do I have to roll again?
No, we'll just say that you can take your Ray of Sickness up one dice level.
Oh, okay. For like damage?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's what I'm gonna give you instead of a new mask.
Okay.
Like,
so instead of like, what do you mean like one dice?
Like D6 extra to dice? D8? Or
mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it's a D10 now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it. I'm not throwing grid down.
Yeah. I'm kind of doing my own magic thing here for the story. So mechanics aren't... It's mostly based off 5th edition, but
yeah, I'm kind of... custom stuff's good.
Yeah, I'm doing my own custom stuff.
If you don't like it...
Remember that. Why are you here?
Just why are you here?
Why are you here?
You having a good time?
You having fun?
We love you.
Are you comfortable?
Are you comfortable? Are you having a good time?
Do you feel safe?
We're about an hour in. I'm gonna take a pause here.
Okay. Just be super threatening.
I'm sorry. There's actually more I want to do here before we take a break.
Okay. Should we do some Gladius stuff?
No.
Gladiator.
Shit. So.
It's dead now. Rip.
He. From this book, he kind of like lifts up his tome and plops it on his desk.
Just like super startled because I was like engrossed in the book already. Like
And he explains that, look, with enough study and enough practice and enough time, you too can have a book like mine. And you know he lifts the page, like the cover, the front cover, just like a couple centimeters, and like you can tell from the pages of this book that it like there's like a weird glow as he cracks it open. You've seen CR cast magic before, but you've never actually seen him open his book. He just channels it directly from his book.
Perception to steal a spell.
Roll sleight of hand.
Not like I'm not trying to steal a page.
No, but it's like sleight of hand to see like if he notices you like.
Okay.
Trying to peek.
I'll do
peek.
It. I'll take the sleight of hand roll. That's a 21.
Okay, so
holy shit.
Now
you're getting good stuff.
What spell do I get?
I didn't plan for this.
Yeah, fucked.
Little
did you know, I put proficiency in the sleight of hand.
So
just to fuck with you.
He
yeah, thanks.
He
right after I offer you a high five.
Yeah, that's what was best about it.
Oh my god.
So he lifts the cover up and the page begins to like glow. You see like this wisp, this small tendril flow out of its pages. Almost as though like it's like if you had dunked a book into a liquid nitrogen and pulled it back up, like it's like frosting. Yeah. So you see, like, from the outside, this book looks ragged and as all hell. But, like, the page itself, you peek in and see the page, and it is this pristine, crisp white, like, printer paper. But, like, printer paper doesn't exist, you know? It's so jarring to see such a white piece of paper.
It's, like, obviously magically influenced.
It's obviously magic.
Okay.
And the wisp of magic drifts and slithers through the air and hovers in front of your eyes before dissipating. And he closes the cover again. Keep up your studies, please. I look forward to following your academic career.